In an isobaric process, the pressure remains constant. As you can see, phase changes may occur, as in step 1-2 on the diagram at the left, or no phase change may occur, as in step 2-3. So you need to be careful. It's often prudent to break the phase change out as a separate step, as I've done here. If you have tables of thermodynamic data, this is not absolutely necessary, but if you're using heat capacities, then it is necessary to break out the phase change as a separate step. Now, in either case, recognizing the significance of the phase change will help you better understand the process. The volume of the system remains constant in an isochoric process, as shown in the right-hand diagram. Again, phase changes can occur, and it's still smart to break this out as a separate step. Next, we'll apply the first law to an isobaric process, and we'll follow with the first law analysis of an isochoric process.